الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. One part of taqwa, of fearing Allah Ta'ala, is also to look after our eyes, not to let them roam around freely and look at whatever they desire and to the dictates of the nafs, that what the nafs desires, looking at other women, etc. The person should stay away from that, and that is also taqwa, and that is also what we have to strive towards to attain that. And there is great, great benefits in that, tremendous benefits of saving one's gaze. And looking at other strange women is a source of great destruction for oneself. And Hazrat explains this beautifully. Hifazat al-Nazar, title of this poem, looking after one's gaze. That we should just not look anywhere, anytime, anything. And that also Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. That means some of our gazes. Allah hasn't made every gaze haram. Look at your wife, Hazrat says, from the night till the morning, whole night you can look at her. No problem, look at the sun, look at the moon, the skies, the seas, the mountains. Look at your mother, father, with respect and honor, how not salam. But just this few wrong ways haram, they don't look. The rest is all permissible. Look around and enjoy yourself. In fact, one time, Allama Yusuf al-Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi was traveling with Maulana Mufti Taqi Uswari sahab rahmatullahi alayhi in the Kashmir region of Pakistan, which is extremely beautiful. Mufti Taqi was busy with reading some of his notes, his kitabs. So Allama Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi told him, look at Allah's seerah, there is time to look at. So to look at that is ibadat, what a great, and to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Like here also, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ in the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ the changing of the day and the night, لَلْآيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ clear signs they are for the people whose hearts, eyes of the hearts have been opened, who are أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ the people of knowledge and intelligence, who take a lesson, a true lesson, they recognize the Creator. That is the greatest knowledge, is that you recognize the Creator, and after that, then to have connection with Him, to have love for Him, and then to have the fear not to make Him unhappy by breaking His commands, or not to fulfill His commands. That is what we are here for. And that is, in a nutshell, once we do that, everything is done. So to make that easy, Hazrat has explained it beautifully, بِيَفَرْدَا حَسِينُ سِهُوَا تَمْ زَمَانًا. Times have become hard because women, in whom Allah has kept natural attraction and beauty, and therefore they are supposed to be covered. But they are uncovered now, they are not in parda. In fact, they dress themselves, they present themselves to be very attractive and more the temptation. Though they don't perhaps mean that you must be tempted, but the way they dress, the style, everything, so man gets more attracted towards them. And eventually what happens? Aankho ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana. The heart, which is the king and which is the ruler. Now the eyes, which is one province and one minister of the cabinet of the king, of the heart, that minister is now troubling the king. And now it's also telling, take enjoyment of this. Here there is great enjoyment and there is great fun. Coming, going here and looking at woman and looking and thinking about them and fantasizing it, etc. is great fun here. Eyes have started troubling the heart now. Well, when the eyes kept on seeing, then it started troubling the heart. Mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi taghayyur. And this is what is the perfection and achievement of the poets of Andawara. That they don't just describe something, but in that they give the treatment for it also. And not only that they diagnose the disease, but they give the treatment for it also. So what is the treatment? Realize and understand. There is no way that their forms are not going to change. Today she is a young girl of 17, 18. But very soon she will be an old woman of 70 and 80. And then how will she look at that time? And you gave your heart to her, and now you will be sorry for that. And we know that how many marriage cases also a person gave his heart to his wife, and then afterwards she passed away, or she became paralyzed, or she ran away with somebody else. All these things happen all the time. And in that is when there was marriage, which was not easy to get out of. But just an a love affair, where a person gives himself to a woman and then he destroys himself completely. So all this will happen. So that is a great treatment for this malady and this disease. Bekaar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana. It is totally useless and stupid for you then to put your heart on them. That now the eyes were looking, they started troubling the heart, and the heart also fell for it, and the heart also started thinking and getting involved. Now that is useless for you to give your heart. When a person comes to that stage, is a very dangerous stage, where he falls in love with somebody wrongly, haram, then he breaks his own marriage also, or there is no enjoyment left in his marriage now, and then she breaks her marriage perhaps. How a lot of destruction there. Lekin agar aankhon ko na tu unse bachaye. Remember, all this starts when you start looking. And Hazrat used to say that it is Allah's great ihsan in favor upon us that He made the looking haram. In other words, He cut the whole problem right from the root. Then don't look, then there won't be any problem further. When you look, then everything starts from there. Mumkin nahi phir dil ka phere unse bachana. If you start looking, it won't be possible then that you can save your heart. May shaitan fools a person and tells a person that you know your limits, you know how far to go, but it is not that, it's not the case. Once your heart gets influenced and your heart is attracted, then you become blind totally. And then you don't know what and what you do, you just can't understand where your beard is gone, where your topi is gone, where your kurta is gone, that you used to come from majlis, all that, what has happened? Where all these things are gone? Aankhon ki hifazat mein hai, is dil ka sukoon hai. And if you safeguard your eyes, your heart will be also protected and safeguarded. And if the heart becomes bechain, becomes restless, then a person knows what's his condition. So in order to get the sukoon of the heart, which is a great, great treasure from Allah Ta'ala, look after your eyes and your heart will also find the contentment. You'll have peace of mind, contentment of heart. Go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. Your nafs will tell you many other things also. Then just see whether it's a man or a woman in the other car, or the person coming in front. And then see if it's an old lady or a young lady, nothing else. You just want to see if it's old or young. Is it a black woman, a white woman, a Indian woman? Just that you want to see. All this are the tricks of the nafs trying to trap you into all these things. This may be my cousin that's coming, or this may be somebody that I know, or whatever else. So these are all the tricks of nafs. Or shaitan will also tell you that if you don't just greet, then they think, what kind of a person is so rude? He hardly looks up to us. He hardly greets or anything. So nafs will make lot of excuses. As we will read just now in the question and answer, that how nafs traps a person, and with what beautiful religious, pious excuses nafs comes to a person, and how it traps a person. Dhoka hai tujhe luft hari haseenon se milega. There is a complete deception that you will get enjoyment in this other haram woman. Now, just to explain, if a person is trapped in a haram relationship, though outwardly it looks like he's enjoying, but he's always in that fear, if I get caught, then what is going to happen? Always in that fear. And all the time he just suffers. It's just a deception of nafs and shaitan that there is enjoyment in there. If there was enjoyment in there, the world shouldn't be in the turmoil it is now. Running after women and all this what is carrying on, it has brought the world in this turmoil in what it is. Iblis ke kehne se kabhi us pe na jana. Shaitan is deceiving you, don't listen to him. You remain loyal to your wife and see what enjoyment you will get from your wife. And whatever Hazrat has said or is quoted from Maulana Thani rahmatullahi alayh, that if you are loyal to your wife, whatever enjoyment you can get from all the women of the world, Allah will give that all that enjoyment in your life. If you guard your gazes and you are loyal to your wife, all that enjoyment. And if you are not, then you can have all the women in the world also, but you won't get that enjoyment, but you get with one woman also. So there's great, great wisdom and great Allah's affection and love for us that He has made this haram. And this is a test which Allah has put for us. Pagal ki tarah phirte hai ushaat majazi. These people who are involved in this, they are just moving around like mad people from here to there, and then from one woman to another all the time, just like mad, like a mad person they are carrying on. It says like a dog when it becomes mad and it's running this way, that way, just running around. Like that, where a person becomes involved and gets trapped in this. When the heart is trapped, and the heart gets trapped with the eyes. Look after the eyes, and the heart won't get trapped. Bechain hai din raat, ye badnaam zamana. Then these people are without any chain and sukoon. No peace of mind in their life. No contentment. And they also become badnami zamana. The people also regard them that this is a very bad person. That this person's nazar is very bad. Be very careful of this person. Be on your guard with regard to this person. You become infamous. And people start talking bad about you and hate you. Behna hai agar chain se, sun lo ye meri baat. If you want to live with peace of mind and contentment of heart, aankho ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. Cut it off right from the root and don't let your eyes meet with the other woman. There are different stages, as Hazrat has explained. One is looking at another woman. The next is when your eyes meet. That is very dangerous. And from there, the heart gets involved. And that is destruction. So stay away, don't even look. Because if you look, perhaps she's also looking at you at that time. And that message that goes through from the eyes can be that the hearts get involved. And when the hearts get involved, then it is destruction. Total destruction for all who are involved. Akhtar ki ek baat, nasihat ki suno tum. Listen to this one advice, as it says, of mine, one great advice. One time, Maulana Thani rahmatullahi alayh came to the masjid and he said, I'm telling you something which is worth millions. Each of these talks, these are very valuable talks. Just mention now what Maulana Thani rahmatullahi alayh mentioned, which is digressing a bit. But he said that when a sorrow comes on a person, difficulty, hardship, every person goes through grief, it's natural. But the grief which comes naturally, which is from Allah's side, that grief is tolerable. Allah yukallifu Allah nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah doesn't tax a person more than what he is due, more than he can manage. Allah only puts so much on him. And that Allah also makes it that almost immediately it starts subsiding. And perhaps in a few days, a week, a month or so, it's gone. But one is self-imposed grief. That leads to depression. When a person now, or from his own, one is which came from Allah's side. That is natural. And you have to feel sorry, you cry, and you must cry also. All your feelings, that is, you write your feelings within the limits of Sharia, that is necessary. But what we want is self-imposed. Like you think now, my past, what it was like, my childhood, how I suffered, or this person, he robbed me, he did me down, how I suffered there, all that, and how you put it. This is a thing which is very difficult to go out. And it's self-imposed. You're putting it on your... Oh, also, some people get trapped in the future. If this happens, what will happen? If that happens, what will happen? Everything, so many possibilities Shaitan puts. This can happen, that can happen, that. You become negative totally. Negative either on the past, the present, or the future. Then this person gets trapped in. And then for him to come out is difficult. So the solution to that is don't give your gunas also which you have committed. So much all our Buzurgs have stressed, make sincere Toba, forget about it. Don't bring. If the thought comes, then just also let them go. Shaitan also brings the thought of a past guna, so that you take enjoyment from it. That at that time, what enjoyment? That is also haram. You think of that past guna, forget it. You make sincere Toba, Allah has forgiven it. Now forgive it. Now forget it. Don't think. Don't remind yourself over and over. Only that time when pride comes in you, too much people are praising you, think that what were you, what you're not worth all this at that time, but otherwise not. For the future also, don't put so many possibilities, this can happen, that. Otherwise what possibilities there are and what can happen? The person won't be able to love. So that self-imposed thing, that is the dangerous thing. What Allah is put in natural creed, that is natural. And that a person can manage it also, and it wears off very soon also. So let's say here, listen to this one advice, that is also worth millions, this advice of Hazrat. In Murdo Haseeno say, Kabhi Dilna Lagana. Don't ever give your heart to these temporary beauties, these painted dollies of the street, never give them your heart. And that all starts from the eyes. Don't look. If you look and your eyes start meeting, and then you start speaking, whether it's on the phone or whatever, then finally your heart is also going to be trapped. And when your heart gets trapped, and heart also is not in our control. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah comes in between a person and his heart. And your heart also, you don't want to, but your heart is trapped, and Allah turns your heart that way, then it is very difficult for you. How many people, their whole lives destroyed. Their deen, their dunya, their life, everything. And they got trapped by somebody. So Allah saved us all. Amen. Allah let us follow His great advice. Yeah, it looks that this is a student of deen that is writing to Hazrat. He writes here, بعد السلام عرض یہ ہے کہ دو دن سے تہجد اور وتر کی نمازیں قضا ہو چکی ہے. Two days of my tahajjud and witr have become qada. He used to get up tahajjud time and make his witr, but he didn't get up. Aur char dino se tasbihat bhi nahi ho sakti hai. And I didn't make my zikr also for 4 days. Halanke koi shar'i guzar nahi. And no excuse I've got. According to shariat, bas susti ho jati. I become lazy. I'll get up just now. A person becomes, just now I'll do my zikr, becomes lazy. Banda irada karta hai ki baad mein kare, lekin so jata hai. Then I think I'll do it, but then I fall asleep. Aur manzil ka sipara, wadigar maamulat sab chhoot gaye. And my Quran Sharif which I read, all my other wazifas, everything I'm leaving out. Lekin alhamdulillah, majlis mein jumirat ki shaam aur juma mein aana ho raha hai. But I come to the majlis on Thursday night, Yomul Juma, and for Juma majlis. Hazrat writes the answer. Jawab, witr Isha ki baad hi par liya kare. Read your witr immediately after Isha. After the two sunnats of Isha, read your tahajjud. Read your witr. Aan khul jaye to tahajjud par. And if your eyes open tahajjud time, then make tahajjud. That is nafil in any case, but witr is wajib that you have to read, so make sure. A person has good hope that I'll make my witr the best time, which is tahajjud time. But in that good hope, it doesn't happen, he leaves it out completely and the wajib gets left out. Basharte ke neend 6 ghante puri ho jati ho. And also one condition, Hazrat writes, you must get at least 6 hours of sleep. And if you can get it straight through 6 hours, very good. But in summer now, Fajr is so early, Isha is going to be so late, but still, a person should try to get his 6 hours sleep, or as much as possible in one stretch. That is very good. And of course, a person who trains himself, that is different, and they sleep with much less. There are people, one lady who has got this problem. In 48 hours, she sleeps 1 hour. But still, she's normal. She does all her work, everything. There's somebody who sleeps, naturally he switches off at 10 minutes before 12. If I say 10 to 12, then you get a bit confused. If you compare it up to 12 o'clock or what? But 10 to 12, 10 minutes before 12, he switches off. And 1:30, without alarm clock, summer, winter, safar, hazard, he's up. Okay? So you get such people also. That is different, whom Allah has blessed. But otherwise, normally for a person, his 5-6 hours of sleep, is necessary. And different people, everyone's temperament is different, his body is different according to his need. Sleep is an important thing which Allah Ta'ala has made. Hazrat has right, the condition you must get your 6 hours sleep for this person. Wallah winter se pehle hi chand nawafil tahajjud ki niyat se par le. Want to make tahajjud? Then at night, after you finish your 2 sunnats of Isha, make a few rakats of tahajjud. How many you want to? 2 or 4? And then make your witr namaz. Witr wajib hai. Jab qada hone ka khatra hai, to Isha ke baad hi witr karna zarur hai. Witr namaz is wajib. When you have a fear, then to read it after Isha, it is necessary. Witr ko waqt tahajjud ke liye muakhar na kare. Don't delay your witr for tahajjud time. This is for that person who is absolutely sure he is going to get up for tahajjud, then he delays his witr and he makes it in tahajjud time. Taqriban mahine bhar se jab bhi banda koi bhi guna apne ghar walon mein dekhta hai, tasveer, panam, bepardagi aur is qisam ke digar guna, to banda ko bahut takleef hoti hai. He says, now since many months, when I see any type of guna being done in the home, whether looking at photos, or keeping photos, hanging photos, whether watching films or the TV, or not observing proper parda, etc., then I become very, very angry and I stop them. Aur gussa aata hai, puri shiddat se unko mana karne mein lag jata hai. That I become very cross and with very firmness, I stop them from it. Hazrat writes the answer, aap khud gunaon se bache. You worry about yourself. You save yourself from the guna. Guna mein shareek na ho. Don't be part of the guna. You don't go and watch the film. You don't look at the photos, etc. You don't involve yourself in all those gunas. Khud shari parda kare. And yourself, you see that you make parda properly. Aap abhi sahib ikhtiyar nahi. You are not a person who's got choice. Looks like he's a student, he's the son in the house, he's not the father, he's not the person who is in charge there. So usually also, when a person is not in charge, he shows lot of his power and that. But when he's in charge, then he becomes lax, then he doesn't stop people from guna. So you are not responsible at the end. The person who's responsible, that is somebody else. Isliye ghar walon ko rok tok na kare. Don't you stop them. That's not your department. You, but yourself, you stay away from guna. Aapki tabliq amali yahi hai ke khud guna ke mustaqim na ho. Your practical tabliq at this moment is that you see that you don't get involved in guna. But don't you still stop the others, you are still young, and your father will become angry also. Oh, who are you to tell us, etc. And you use that force on them. Your mother will become angry. When you will have your house and you the boss, then you can use that way. Next question. Bande ke bare bhai ki shaadi phupi zaat behen se hui. My big brother married my auntie's daughter. My foe's daughter. Brothers, our father's sister's daughter. So cousin, he married to my cousin. Banda madrasa ki chutti mein jumirat ko ghar jata hai. And Thursdays when I'm free from the madrasa, I go home. Aur jumirat ko yahi irada hota hai ki bhabhi se ganja baate nahi kare. And when I go, I have this firm intention that I won't speak to my sister-in-law, my bhabhi, I won't speak to her. Lekin juma ki shaam madrasa wapas jaane tak baate ho hi jaati hai. But he says when I go home, though I made that intention, but I naturally I start speaking, etc. Jin mein fuzool baatein shamil hoti hain and unnecessary talk also, joking, etc., which is common. All these things then take place. That also is part of it. Jawab, Hazrat writes, bhabhi se parda wajib hai. It is compulsory that you observe parda from your sister-in-law. Na mehram se baatein karna, hasna bolna haram hai. And to speak to them and joke with them, etc., this is totally haram. If you are living in one home, Hazrat explained the method is, now it's very difficult to maintain the proper parda, but the woman tried to keep one side, man one side. If you have to pass, make more sure that you keep your gazes low. They must just turn around and look the other side and you pass through. It's not so impossible also. Parda is not a thing that you have to make life so difficult also. And like for example, all the women are in the kitchen and that's your way to go. When you're passing there, you just make salam out or you just say, I'm passing. So they understand, they look that side. You keep your gaze low and you pass through. It's so easy, even especially people who live in flats in Karachi, etc. Here also, small little flats. And if you want to maintain that kind of corridor, if you've got the space, then of course do it properly. But in such places it's not so practical, it's not easy. But Islam is practical also, and has shown a way how we can manage it. और बंदा भाभी से बात इस वजह से कर जाता है कि भाभी बंदे से दीनी बातें भी पूछती है. And why I speak to my bhabhi, this is how shaitan also comes. That she asked me talks of deen. About deen she asked me all different things, masalas, etc. जिनकी वजह से भाभी ने टीवी, तस्वीरें, फिल्म गाने को अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह तर्क कर दिया. Because of which my bhabhi, she has given up TV, she has given up for looking at photos, taking photos, film, music, etc. All that, alhamdulillah, she has given up. Aur namaz ki paabind hai, and now she is regular with her namaz also. Aur Hazrat Wala ki mawaiz wagaira ka bhi bande ke kehne par mutala karti hai. And this is also a trick, that Hazrat, your wives, what you say, your bayans, etc., see these kitabs. But because I told her, she studies that also. और बंदा जो दीनी बात कहता है उस पर अमल करने की पूरी कोशिश करती है. And whatever दीनी talk I tell her, she makes the full effort to practice on that also. जवाब हज़रत राइट्स, दूसरों की झूठों की हिफाजत में अपना दोष आधा गवा देना कहाँ के अकलमंदी है. To shine the shoes of somebody else and to use your topi for that or your scarf if you're using to cover your head, where is that a drop of intelligence? For somebody else's shoes and you losing your crown. That is not a talk of intelligence. Dusron ko deen Allah ki marzi ke mutabik pahunchana hai. When you want to, this is a very important principle, Hazrat has explained. When you want to pass on deen to others, do it according to how Allah has taught. Don't give deen to other people, breaking the laws of Allah. And this applies across the board for everyone. Today we want to pass deen to other people, breaking Allah's commands. Whether we want to give it now via the TV or whether we want to give it now with photos, with all other things. Whether we want to give it now with man and woman mixing. But our deen is good. We have to pass deen. But pass deen within the limits of deen. What is the limits which Allah Ta'ala has said? अल्लाह को नाराज करके दूसरों को दीन पहुंचाना हमारी जिम्मे जरूरी नहीं है. टू मेक अल्लाह अनहैप्पी एंड टू स्प्रेड दीन दैट इज नॉट आवर ड्यूटी एट ऑल. टू ब्रेक द लॉज ऑफ अल्लाह एंड स्प्रेड दीन इज नॉट एट ऑल परमिटेड. एंड इफ यू स्टडी दैट हाउ नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हाउ फर्म ही वाज ऑन दिस पॉइंट. इन फैक्ट हाउ फर्म अल्लाह वाज विद नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. That you don't compromise on any matter. As far as the matters of deen is concerned, the Quraysh of Makkah, they desired to what we have today and what we call interfaith dialogue, etc. And in there is compromising. To become a bit soft and lenient. Allah said, not at all. You remain firm on the deen, and that is what will bring the right result. That the people will see what the true deen is. Don't compromise on deen at all. दूसरों के खातिर अपने को तबाह करना हिमाकत है. For the sake of others to destroy yourself is stupidity. For even for somebody else's deen and you falling into haram, that is stupidity. नफा लाजमी नफा मुतअद्दी से अहम है. The benefit that you get for yourself is more important and is first is more important than seeing to the benefit which others will get. First see that you are right. And that you are safe, you are safe. And then you see to other people. Bhabi ko parda se ghar walo ki maujoodgi mein khitab aam se deen ki baat sunaye. When you want your bhabi to listen to talks of deen, then make sure there is parda. And also when other people are around of the house. Not only you and she is that side of the parda, you are this side. No, when there are other people also, at that time you can speak about deen. तन्हाई में या जलवत में ना महरम से बात करना जायज नहीं. Whether in privacy and in you alone there the two to speak to a non-mahram is haram. फितनों का पेश खैमा है. This is how shaitan will come to you and it is the introduction of the destruction of shaitan on a person. So be very careful on this. And there are a few other things also with regard to this and this also apply to us very much. and which we should try and keep in mind also. And generally, the whole of deen, as we see today what is happening, that deen, the spread deen, it is our duty, but within the parameters of deen. Don't break the laws of Allah to enforce the laws of Allah. There's no logic in there. You are breaking Allah's laws to enforce Allah's law. That is all nafs. That nafs is there. Whether it is your name fame, you appear like that, or whether it is your lust and desire, if you feel now, this woman, I must teach her about being and that, and I have to explain to her, and I have to win her confidence and all that. All this is shaitan's tricks. So within the limits of deen, what Allah has shown, in that way, by all means, as much as you can, convey deen to other people. But to break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that is not permitted. Also, one very important point in that is that today, the people want to take on different brands of Islam. And we don't like our Buzurg's brand, which we call a Jobandiya, or which we call the ulama Ahnaf, etc. And there's only one reason for that. The Jobandiya puts lot of balances, checks and balances in every day. And the others are quite free. So just to break those shackles, come out of Jobandiya, then you can do what you want. As long as you want to follow our Kabir and Aslaf, they have shown us such restrictions in everything. Like now what we read, how Hazrat has said, this you won't just get from other people. There is lot of more freedom, more easy going. And in there, lot of things which are not of deen, you can bring in easily. Said you open the door for the goat and the camel comes in. And once you open the door, then everything else also comes in. So our Buzurgs were to not allow that at all, just keep the shop closed. And the others are, no, keep little leeway, what's wrong with this? So you don't have to be so strict. That is the thing. No, you don't have to be so hard, you don't have to be so strict. But that opens the doors and shaitan works also. You don't see it in your lifetime perhaps. Or you'll see it in your old age when you can't do anything anymore. Now you'll see what you open the door, the destruction has come. Like photos has been permitted, and now those who permitted it, now they say break your internet, throw it away now, because a lot of fitna has come. Now it's too late, you open the door. And now you're seeing all the filth and the dirt, and you're seeing the muck and the waste and that. Now it's too late, you open the door. So we have to be very, and this is in keeping in line with the ulama of Diyoga. A person remains safe in that, and he won't open all these doors, and he will get safe from all this fitness, etc. Yes, something very similar also, we'll just do it quickly. What company we must keep. That is also important, very, very important today, but who do we associate? Today on the internet, 1 minute you're affiliated with this group and this person. Next minute you're sitting in their company. On the internet you are sitting and you are getting influenced by them. Whoever's kitab we read and whoever's bayans we listen, whoever we sit with, that influence, it's impossible that it doesn't come. Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib, Ya'amad Barakatuh, inshallah, will be at this day after Maghrib. Whoever can do, try and make it, whoever is from himself, very, very great alim. And one of our senior alims on one previous visit requested him to study, that he wants to study the books of Maududi, to refute Maududi. So Allama told him, you don't ever even touch that book. The way his sweet poison is, you won't even realize it and you will be getting influence. So a senior alim, he warned him, and Allama, he knows. So that where are we? We can get so quickly carried away and washed away. So anyway, aaj kisam ke logo ke paas baithne se aaj cheeze paida hoti hai. 8 types of people that Hazrat has mentioned here, by sitting with them, 8 different influences come on the person. Faqih Abu Lays Kaishad Rahmatullah. He's a great, great faqih, jurist Abu Lays Rahmatullah, very great. He said, Maldaro ke paas baithne se duniya ki muhabbat aur rahmat. If you keep friends with rich people, toward rich people, then the normally the love of dunya, and you will go towards dunya more. The more you stay with them, the more their cars are like that, their houses are like that. My house also must be like that. Your children will tell you that uncle got this kind of thing, auntie got that kind of thing. We must also have it. Your wife will tell you, you're visiting there regularly. They want to come and visit. How can they come? Our house is so, it's not, we have to upgrade our house before they can come. So that influence will come on a person. And if a person has to go, as that explained, like in Jama'at, you have like khususi mulaqat, you have to go to rich people, or you are doing collection for a madrasa, you normally go more to the rich people, then at that time read Ya Mughni, Allah will protect you from all that influence of that. Fuqara ke paas baithne se Hak Taala ki taqseem par rida aur shukr. If you associate with poor people, you will be happy with what Allah has, this Allah's distribution, that Allah, you will be happy. That Alhamdulillah, say Allah, I've got so much more than these people. They haven't got this, they haven't got that, they haven't got that. You will be happy and you will make shukr to Allah. Salateen ke paas baithne se qasawat wa kibar. If you sit with like politicians, with like the rulers, the people who are politicians, who are in the ruling party of the country, wherever it may be, then your heart will become hard. Your heart will become hard, and also pride will come in, because that is normally the way of rulers, how they carry on. That same effect will come in you also. Auraton ke paas baithne se jahalat wa shahwat. If you mix a lot with women and you are all the time in and out with women, like some men, you just all the time, just by women all the time, then ignorance, jahalat, and lust will grow. Too much sitting by women will bring ignorance and lust in a person. Bachiyon ke paas baithne se lahwa wa mizah. And if you mix a lot with children, then you will be engaged a lot of idle talk and joking and the games, etc. what children play. In other words, you'll be a grown-up person, but your mind will still work like a child. You do things like how children do. Naafarmano ke saath baithne se gunahon par jurat aur tawbah mein susti. And if you mix with people who break the laws of Allah, who don't make namaz, they all other wrong things which are in their lives, they go into wrong places. If you mix with such people, then you will also become bold in committing sin. You will also start committing sin easily. And you will become lazy and you will delay making tawbah. You won't make tawbah. In other words, you won't correct your life. You just want to carry on in that way. Salihin ke saath baithne se ibadat mein raghbat. And if you sit with the pious people, you will get encouraged to make Allah's ibadat also more. Aur ulama ke paas baithne se ilm aur parhezgari mein tarakki. And if you sit with the ulama who make amal on their knowledge, ulama-e-haq, then you will find your increase in knowledge also, and also in taqwa. You will increase in that. And that is those ulama who sit with you, and they also not talking of cricket and soccer, and they not talking of the weather and politics of America and India all the time. They are all the time talking that what you will benefit from. But those ulama who will talk about deen, who will tell you something about deen, that if such ulama you will benefit. And also you will get taqwa. But those ulama, all their talks are just about dunya's politics and that. And you wonder who's the politician when you hear and what analyst of politics they are. How they analyze all the situations in America, they know exactly all. That what is happening in India, what is happening in all their analysis. The positive people who got their doctorate in politics, they also, these people are far ahead. What they know and all their talks, you said 1 hour, and it's only these talks. Not one talk of deen comes there also. So not that, but those ulama who will speak about deen, about akhirah, will remind you, that is those ulama. Some ulama also in their own private lives, wherever we live with their friends, they are picking the cricket team, who is going to play, who is not, they're picking the soccer team, where are they selectors of the team? But they are picking the team and they've got all their reasons why this one must be picked and that one must not be, everything. So, but there you're not going to get beat. then you're not going to benefit. But those who will talk about deed and about akhirat, etc., or who will correct us in a nice way, tell us about our things, there we will benefit. Yeah, in Ma'arif al-Masnavi, further Hazrat writes, جو حق تعالیٰ کے خاص بندے دنیا کی محبت سے آزاد اور حق تعالیٰ کی محبت کے گرفتار ہوتے ہیں. Those who are, and yeah, I'm speaking of a very high level, may Allah let us reach there, and we read and listen with the niyat that Allah takes us there, we make effort also, and Allah will, even if we have that niyat, inshallah, before we die, Allah will put us in that position and meditation. But we have it in us and we try. But we are still also, we are weak, we are in the zamana at the time, but we have that desire, arzu in our heart, we also. So Allah Ta'ala, those people who are the special servants of Allah Ta'ala, they Allah set them free from the love of dunya. Dunya thinks they got no desire. And they are trapped. They are jailed in the love of Allah. All the time they are in the love of Allah Ta'ala. اس جگہ دنیا کا مفہوم بھی اس جگہ دنیا کا مفہوم بھی سمجھ لینا چاہیے. And yeah, very important point, Hazrat says, what is dunya? That you are set free from the love of dunya, what is dunya is very important. ہر وہ چیز دنیا ہے جو خدا سے غافل ہے. دنیا is all those things which make you unmindful of Allah, you forget Allah Ta'ala. That is dunya. اگر رئیس کو اس کی ریاست اللہ تعالیٰ سے غافل کر دیتی ہے تو یہ ریاست دنیا ہے. If a person, a king or a person who's got a big land, huge land, and that makes him unmindful of Allah Ta'ala because he's so much involved in looking after it, doing that, then that is dunya. اگر مفلس کو اس کا افلاس خدا سے غافل کر دے تو یہ افلاس بھی دنیا ہے. And a poor person who has got nothing and his poverty makes him unmindful of Allah. He's going around begging, he's working day and night, he's doing this, no namaz, he's just earning all the time, then that is also good. That person is also in dunya. Ain imarat wa riyasat mein aadmi dindar ho sakta. A person can be a king and he can have huge land, stretches of land, and he's a very rich man, but he can be also dindar. When he's fulfilling the commands of Allah and he's doing everything according to deen, that person is dindar. Or ayn iflas wa faqr mein aadmi be-deen ho sakta. And a person can be so poor that he has got nothing whatsoever, but he can be also without deen. If he hasn't got namaz, there are many poor people like that. They got nothing, but they are not coming masjid, they are not making namaz or nothing. First, now the conclusion of this, معلوم ہوا کہ احکام خداوندی کو پسے پشت ڈالنے والا دنیا دار ہے. Any person who breaks the laws of Allah and throws them behind his back, no matter whether he's a rich person, whether he's a professional businessman, whether he's an alim or anyone, but Allah's laws he throws at the back, that person is دنیا دار. اگرچہ مخلص و قدلاش, even if he's a very poor person, but that person who doesn't observe the laws of Allah, that person is a dunyadar. اسی طرح بادشاہ سلطنت اور دولت کے باوجود احکام خداوندی بجا لاتا ہے تو وہ ولی ہے, ہرگز دنیا دار نہیں. On the other person, a person can be a king, very wealthy person. Everything he's got, but he's observing Allah's laws. That person is a wali of Allah. Not only is he dindar, but he's a wali of Allah Ta'ala. So the thing is that a person, whatever he's doing, keep the laws. How I behave, my namaz is on time, my duties, not breaking Allah's laws, etc. That person can be rich, he can be busy in dunya, but namaz time is there for namaz. Everything, that person is dindar. And a person might be poor, he's got nothing. That doesn't mean he's a richer, he's a dindar, but he's not fulfilling the laws of Allah, he's also dunya dar. So there is a very important thing. In the same way, there are those people who work hard for their rosy, morning till night,
But yes. Observing namaz is also every day.
And in their
business, in whatever, they're working for somebody.
They're doing it all according to the command of Allah.
The person is not only a dinda, but he's a wali of Allah. And on the other hand, a person might be, he's teaching also deen, but he's all the time, he's teaching, but he's got a cell phone and he's looking at haram.
For namazes are weak, etc.
Outwardly, look at his great servant of deen, working for deen, but he's a pakka dinyada. He's not dindar at all. So it is the condition of a person that determines it.
مولانا فرماتے کہ دنیا دار اصل خدا سے غافل ہونے کا نام ہے.
Who is a دنیا دار? A person who is unmindful of Allah.
فرزن وزن مال و دولت کا نام دنیا نہیں. To have children, to have wealth, etc. All these things, that is that your person can be rich.
حضرت عثمان حدی حضرت عبد الرحمن بن عوف رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ,
so much of money,
but they were fakka dinda.
And on the other hand, there are those people now also
where they are very wealthy, they are very busy, like this. It seems that they are only in dunya all the time.
And we also think they are dunya da, but they are fakka, not only dinda,
they are walis of
Allah. In spite of being in the dunya so much,
they still observe Allah's command.
And a person who might be in a dini environment, but he's engaged in dunya, his mind, his thoughts,
that person might look very dinda, but he's far from dunya. Forget being a wali of a dinda, he's an enemy of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says God.
Dunya ki mithal pani kisi hai. Dunya is like the water. Jis tarah pani kashti ke niche kashti ke rawani ka zariya hota hai. When water is at the bottom of the boat, out of the boat, is the means for the boat to sail. Without the water, the boat can't sail. It will get stuck if there isn't water. Aur kashti ke andar dakhil ho jaye, to uski halakat aur tabahi ka sabab hota hai.
And if the water comes in the boat, then that same water, which was the means of reaching your destination, becomes the means of your destruction.
Now the boat is going to sink, the people are going to drown. So this is that dunya also. As long as you keep it out of your heart, no problem. But you put it in your heart, then there is a problem.
So dunya, you use it, and there are mashallah, so many people now also, they suffer dunya's losses also. Perhaps, for example, what a fire, everything, warehouse, everything burned, 100 million men destroyed,
and no insurance also.
So they still get a peaceful sleep.
That dunya wasn't in their heart. And if we, just a
scratch on the car also,
the child broke one cup, one glass or something,
then it's a big problem,
because dunya is in the heart.
So this is the effort, and it's not easy.
That we have, take out dunya, have dunya as much as you want to, but don't have it in your heart.
And not even one cent in the heart.
Then a person won't suffer also,
and that is a real dindar person who hasn't got dunya in his heart. Though he's living in dunya,
the water is there, but the water hasn't come into his heart.
And if this dunya comes in the heart, he's going to drown. And then he will reach destruction. May Allah Ta'ala save us and lead us to right business.
Regarding the ladies, those ladies who will be going to the program for the mistakes, you should please inform us so we can make sure that the people of the area, it will be possible for them to look after those ladies, etc. So you should please, the ladies by tomorrow, as well, then you should inform us so that they can make the arrangement there. We should not attend uninvited. Just go to somebody's house, we're not invited. So only those who are invited, inshallah, should go to the house. They must have by tomorrow, as well, then inshallah, we will inform them thereafter. The arrangements have been made. So that is regarding the ladies. For the men, so that they open the door after the Maghrib Salah. So after Asr Salah, the Maghrib Salah will be there. But the program, the his condition, so the brother will be there. And then next week, this Friday, Salah Manakam is a WhatsApp. down like that, raising Ali from the very of the Sukhantara, so that he is present here. So I'm going to just tell all the brothers, the great other brothers also, to come to the Quran. So then I'm saying, Mahmoud, that I'm going to come to the Quran, so we are Yom Khalis, Thursday, from Isha, I'm going to say, Isha, so I'll use the problem. Isha, the Quran. So I'm going to say, Isha, the Quran.